Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of the anointing. The word anoint in the Greek means simply to smear over with oil. And in the Hebrew, where it's translated anoint and anointing in the Old Testament, in the English Old Testament, it means to rub with oil. This was a picture of the anointings that were often demonstrated when a king was anointed or when the priest was anointed. When Aaron was first set apart by God to be the high priest, the Lord instructed Moses to take oil, special anointing oil, and to anoint Aaron and his sons as priests unto the Lord. The oil represented the Holy Spirit. And today, the Holy Spirit is ever the same, alive and vibrant and desiring to anoint the people of God for service unto God. God wants to anoint you for service. This was not just an Old Testament experience, because we see in the epistles that the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write about the anointing when he said in 2 Corinthians 12:1, "He that anointed us is God." And in 2 Corinthians 1:21-22, "He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come." In 1 John 2:20, the writer wrote, "You have an anointing from the Holy One." This is the will of God for every believer, to walk in the anointing of God, that supernatural impartation of the strength and power of God on a human life. Wesley Duell, in his book, A Blaze for God, said this: "If you lack the realization and benefits of the Spirit's anointing, you are living a subnormal, spiritually deprived life. You are living below your privilege as a Christian. No Christian has the right to lower the average level of church life by living an unanointed life. It is God's will for you to be anointed by the Spirit of God to do the will of God in the earth today. But how do we receive that anointing? Many people feel they're not qualified or they don't deserve the anointing of God. I want to correct that thinking with the scripture from Exodus chapter 40. When Moses was instructed by the Lord to anoint Aaron as high priest and also his sons as priests to minister unto the Lord, he did not say, "Well, they're qualified, so I'm going to anoint them." On the contrary, in Exodus chapter 40, starting at verse 12, it says, "Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the doorway of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. And you shall put the holy garments on Aaron and anoint and consecrate him, that he may minister as a priest to me. And you shall bring his sons and put tunics on them. And you shall anoint them, even as you have anointed their father, that they may minister as priests to me. And their anointing shall qualify them for a perpetual priesthood throughout their generations." This scripture in the New American Standard Bible version says, "Their anointing shall qualify them for the perpetual priesthood." Their anointing shall qualify them. God didn't say, "Let me see who's qualified, and then I'm going to anoint that qualified person." He said, "My anointing, my power, my Spirit put upon their natural life will qualify them for service to me." Have you felt like you are not qualified to serve God? Have you felt like you weren't worthy to serve God in any capacity? Let me encourage you today. The anointing of God will qualify you for service. God wants every believer to serve him, and there's not a single one of us that are qualified in and of ourselves to serve God in any capacity. We do not measure up, but God measure of His Spirit and His anointing upon us causes us to be qualified for His service. Jesus said in John 15:5, without me you can do nothing. But you know, with God, with the Spirit of the living God, with His anointing, we can do anything and everything God's called us to do. His anointing will qualify us for service to Him. What will that anointing look like in your life? When Jesus walked on the earth, He said in Luke 4:18, quoting from the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." Jesus said about Himself that He had been anointed by God to preach the gospel to the poor, to proclaim release to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set free those who are downtrodden or oppressed. The anointing of God supernaturally enables a person to share the good news of Jesus Christ with another person. You don't have to be called to be a minister who stands behind a pulpit, but instead, you can be one who shares Christ one-on-one. But without the anointing of the Spirit, your words will fall on deaf ears. Without the anointing of the Spirit, you will just be saying words that will not be received or will have no power, no authority, no ability to convict of sin. But the power of the Holy Spirit on your words will bring a supernatural presence into the conversation, a supernatural sense of God's nearness to the person you're speaking with. It is very important that if you are going to serve God in the very simple act of witnessing to another individual, that you go to the Lord and ask for His anointing to be on your words. Say the words that Jesus said in Luke 4:18, "Lord, you said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because you've anointed me to preach the gospel." And that simply means to share the good news or proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. That same anointing that Jesus had is available today for us, because Jesus said before He left this earth, "The things that I do, you will do, and greater things." He was speaking of the supernaturally empowered signs and wonders and actions that He did on the earth, that those same things were to be done by His followers. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, there's anointing available to you to speak the word of the Lord to another individual or to many individuals. Jesus also talked about the anointing for healing, for deliverance, for helping those who are oppressed, whether it's mind, body, spirit, or whatever their circumstance may be. The anointed person, the person with the Holy Spirit on their life, walking in the power of that Holy Spirit, can be a vessel used by God to deliver an oppressed person from their bondage. God wants to use you to help people be free from addictions to alcohol and drug abuse, to a life of sexual perversion or other sins that have kept them bound and in the kingdom of darkness. God wants to use you as one who will take people out of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's His call on every believer, to live and to walk in an anointing from God to do great exploits in the earth. God wants you to experience the manifestation of His anointing or His supernatural Holy Spirit imparted strength and power, enabling you to do things you could not do in your own strength or in your own wisdom. The anointing of God will help you in many areas. It will give you abilities that you did not ever dream you would walk in. You can not only speak with authority, remembering Bible verses perhaps that you couldn't have brought to mind if you were pressed, because the Spirit of God upon you will Do what the Word of God says that He'll bring to your mind, bring to remembrance, scriptures, and also just the wisdom of God for a specific situation. The anointing of God on your life will give you insight and revelation into the Word of God when you study it for yourself. We know that the Holy Spirit is also called our teacher. We're told in 1 John 2, verse 27, the anointing you receive from Him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him. The anointing of God on your life will give you insight and revelation into the Word of God. You'll be able to apply it to your life and help others as well. There are many benefits to walking in the anointing of God. Join me this week as we continue studying this subject. But remember that it is incumbent upon every believer to seek after the benefits of God. The Lord tells us that He's a rewarder of the diligent seeker. I want to encourage you to be a diligent seeker for the anointing of God in your life. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones wrote, "This unction, this anointing is the supreme thing. Seek it until you have it and be content with nothing less." That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to seek after the anointing of God for your life. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.